Broadband in the country. Welcome, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. You know, technology continues to grow at a pace never seen before. And for those of you that have broadband access at your offices or at home, you know that you'd never want to go back to a dial-up service. But there are still several areas across the country where broadband is not yet an option. For many of us, it's a given and taken for granted, but for the majority of rural residents, such internet access is a luxury, and the lack of it is hurting the nation's economy. Jonna Miller has more.
Congress has set aside more than $7 billion to make broadband internet access available throughout the country. Now, the big question is how to tackle that enormous task.
What's going on now is that the agencies responsible are asking how they should spend that money to get the maximum bang for the buck.
American Farm Bureau Rural Development Specialist Pat Wolf says it's crucial that rural America gets its fair share of those bucks.
There are vast parts of this country that are not connected by high-speed internet, and that puts farmers at a disadvantage. Lots of people like to go online and check the weather. It's a matter of convenience, but if you're a farmer, knowing the weather forecast can make or break your crop for a year. So it's information like that that's so critical for farmers to have.
More than half of all urban and suburban households subscribe to broadband. In rural areas, only 38% do.
As the federal agencies work to get broadband out to rural America, we need to make sure that there is no price discrimination, that broadband is available, and at a cost similar to people who live in urban and suburban areas.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
The American and Tennessee Farm Bureaus feel that bringing broadband technology to more rural areas will only help stimulate the economy even more because folks would be spending more money and creating new business opportunities. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.